B-Pod Studios.
Charlotte, check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
When you go on a bad date or somebody does you wrong and you take to your socials to out that person, it seems savage, but it's also very therapeutic, I think.
I think it's fine.
And necessary, because one thing that a guy did to a member, to someone who works here at this radio station, it was awful. I mean, it was just awful.
If you outed someone on your social media, whether it was a bad date, a coworker, whoever it was, please call us and share that story right now. We need to hear your stories about this, because we're going to share one. 704-570-9595.
You know, there used to be a website back in the day that you could share your bad dates on, and like, you posted anonymously, but you called out people specifically so that people could get on there and see what that person did to them.
You're anonymous, but you call the person out by name.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you could call in to us anonymously, too. We're cool with that. 704-570-9595 if you added someone on socials. So Cameron, who works after us, our Midday Bay, I'm following her story this weekend, Roy, and she posts, "So I just went out for a coffee date to meet a guy who I met off of Hinge. And I roll in, and he's already drinking his coffee."
Okay, so you got there early.
So story, you know, she's explaining this in her story. So she says she was 5 minutes late. He goes, "Sorry, I didn't wait. I got my coffee." And she goes, "Okay, I'm going to get my coffee, and then I'll come right back. Is that cool?" He goes, "Sure." She went. She got her coffee. She looked back. He was gone. Totally ghosted her. So
I wonder what did it. Is it really the fact that she was only 5 minutes late?
No, because he would have gotten his coffee and left at that point.
Because then there was this also other weird side story of like, she asked if he wanted any sweets, and she would go get him like a pastry thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "No, I don't eat sweets."
Good point. Yes.
And which that seems like another weird reason to just abandon the date. Oh, she likes pastries? No, I can't be around her.
Like he was a health nut,
yeah,
and she wasn't into that. Whatever it was, they didn't connect. But he just got up and ghosted her. So Cameron takes to her story and says, "What should I do? Should I out him?" And everybody says, "Yes." I mean, she did a poll.
Yeah.
I voted yes like twice. And then so she goes, "Here he is, and here is his name on Hinge.
Oh, Charlotte, you're going to put it out there.
Ignore him and do not date him."
Are you going to? You're not.
I don't know his name. Yeah, yeah. No. But that's what she said. "Charlotte, here he is."
Uh-huh.
"And here's what he looks like."
Yeah.
Full name and everything.
Good.
Nicole, you know his name?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
No, but he follows us on Instagram.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Don't be mean to him. We need every listener we can get.
No.
What did Cameron do to this guy?
I can see him. I just want to.
What's wrong with Cameron?
Yeah. Cameron. Sir, we apologize for whatever it was.
I'm going to send him a message.
I wanted to do that yesterday. I was like, hey.
Nicole's going to put it in so I can see what he looks like.
What are you going to say in your message?
I don't know. I'm just curious. Like, what was the problem? Why'd you ghost my girl?
Are we really not getting calls from people who, I mean, our phones are ringing, but nobody's getting put on hold? Is it 704-570-9595? Yeah. You mean to tell us that nobody outed anyone on their socials?
Hold on.
Calling out.
Maybe it's not a thing. Maybe it's just Austin Radio.
I don't see it happen too much where people out, unless at, like, Facebook, I see people out all the time, but not really on Instagram.
You have an aunt who just outed the entire church.
Oh, she did. Oh, my gosh.
Facebook.
Yeah. She is upset because someone is now running the church that she doesn't like.
And she put that person's name out there, right?
Yes. And they're like commenting to each other back and forth. And now the conclusion of it, my aunt's leaving the church after 4 years and leaving the state. That's how mad she is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's aggressive.
She's leaving the whole thing.
Yeah. So she put that out there with full name. And then that person whose name she put out, Loren, Roy was reading this to me yesterday. The person's name responded on the post.
Responded right to her.
And what'd they say?
She was really, like, she was nice and was like, I still love you. If you want to talk, let's talk type of thing.
And your aunt ghosted her and didn't even respond.
No.
All right, 704-570-9595. Now we're getting calls in. They're starting to get thrown on hold there from intern Sydney.
So are we going to reach out to this guy, Loren? Did we?
Yeah, I think we just found the name.
I
thought maybe maybe he blocked us so we couldn't see his profile
that'd
anymore.
That'd be a cool move. Okay, let's talk with Ashley in Concord. Did you ever out someone on social media?
I did. It wasn't a date, but no one was calling in, so I figured I'd call in and share my story.
It doesn't have to be a date.
It doesn't have to be a date, and I'm just surprised, but maybe Lorenz is right. Maybe this doesn't happen very often.
Well, so what happened was I was subleasing my apartment to a friend of mine, and she owed me $400 for the month, and she just kept putting it off. She was like, okay, once I finish paying my bills, I'll pay you, as if I, you know, didn't matter. It wasn't official. So month after month came by, and I just was not getting my money. So I called her out on each one of my social media
platforms. Oh, man.
And I had my money by the end of the night.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny stuff. So it pays to out someone.
This is Anonymous. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show. Who did you out?
I outed my husband.
Ooh, what did he do?
He was cheating on me.
Whoa. So you told all your friends and family, my husband did this. I mean, would you do post photos?
Yeah.
I did not post a photo, but the thing is, I had tried to make it work with him. We went to counseling, stuff like that, and he continued to do it. So I just got fed up, and I called her out by name.
You called her out and him?
Yes.
What do people comment underneath that, besides like, oh, sorry?
Yeah, well, I mean, they started creeping her page and things like that. And,
started trolling her.
Trolling her, stuff like that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Posting anything on her page? But just kind of supportive.
Okay.
I can't believe he did that. And got much worse than that. So I found out he was actually dating men as well. I did not post anything about that, however.
Right, right. Well, it sounded like he was into everyone but you, and you're better off for it.
Amen. Dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
There you go. Thanks, Anonymous. Man. And it's therapeutic, too, when you out someone.
Yeah.
I would think.
This is Mia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hi.
Hi. So you outed your ex? Tell us what happened.
So basically, he broke up with me, and after that, I found out that he was talking to, like, 10 different girls and, like, messing with them and stuff. So I got really mad, so I decided to post a picture of us and basically, like, blasted him saying, oh, he's a hoe, like, he's mean and stuff like that. And a couple of my friends reposted it, so he's kind of, like, blacklisted now, and no one wants to date him.
Hmm.
Did you feel better after you did it? Like, we're thinking it's therapeutic, too.
Heck yes. I felt so much better, and, like, knowing that people agreed with me made it a lot better, too.
Yeah, that's what Cameron said, our Midday Bay. Thanks, Maya. By the way, our Midday Bay, totally single, beautiful, tall.
Yeah.
And she likes sweets.
Yeah.
Okay. She's human.
And she showed up 5 minutes late, but who doesn't show up 5 minutes late?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know, I will say that I think, like, if somebody cheats on you, it's okay to call them out. But just to call somebody out, no offense, Roy, but like Roy's family did, like, I feel like if it's a family member or somebody that you're close with, like, call them and talk to them.
Don't put your family stuff on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
or even really friends. It is great. It's great from the outside looking in, but like,
put it out.
I wouldn't personally do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call a friend or somebody like that out. A guy who did me dirty, I'll put you all over, but.
What about the move where you say there's someone, ladies, or you just put a post out there, you're like, someone in my life, rather than naming them, You do everything but name. Yeah, is that
so? Everyone that you know knows who it is, but you don't ever say their name.
Yeah, what do you think of that? Is that okay, or is that
that's like a subtweet on Twitter when you're like talking about someone without?
Yeah, so I have a friend. Yeah. You guys know Laura, my girlfriend. She's like super close with me, but she has a really bad habit of doing that. She will say like, "Oh, I see you creeping on my profile," blah blah blah, and she'll call somebody out without saying their name. But she does it to friends. She does it to dudes. She does it to business people, and I'm like, we should probably dial it back just a little bit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.